you're asking me to be the best in the world. Why, Eddie, why?
But I'm better than you.
My eyes are red out in the back smoking a joint with Van Damme.
You know it.
Yo, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back with another dark match. And this one's an annual one, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're doing the PWI top 10. I think in the past we've done like 25, but you know, let's face it, this is the fourth year we're doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of chalk it up to 10.
Might as well.
Especially since we had a group discussion with Reckless that we kind of don't really disagree with a lot of the numbers.
No. I feel like there was, at least on my end, there was like maybe two that I disagreed with.
Yeah, so we'll get into it. Starting with number 10, Cody Rhodes.
Not bad that he's at 10, considering, you know, he hasn't won a title in 2023, but he's also had himself a decent year so far. His feud with Dom was great. You know, the Mania match itself was spectacular, just the whole run. So I really don't have any complaints about Cody being at 10. I think it's a surprise considering he hasn't won a title yet, but I'm all for it, man. Top 10 Cody, I'm cool with it.
Yeah, I'm starting to think these lists are more kayfabe every year. But
yeah,
I mean, Cody's good at 10. I like Cody at 10. Because he hasn't won anything, but he's been a major player.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like a lot of these PWIs, as we go through them through the years, are really just where the hype is at from, like, summer to summer. And just capturing all of those people that are, or all those 500 people, and where they sit in that hype at that point in time.
Yeah, essentially.
So it's much less about their accomplishments the more and more you look at the list. So I think Cody's good at 10. Number 9, Josh Alexander. A little surprising.
A little surprising, yeah. Especially considering he was injured for a hot minute. I wouldn't have put him in the top 10. I feel like this could have gone to easily to somebody else. Or if you were going to put him in the top 10, I could have flip-flopped him and Cody. But kudos to him, man. But me personally, he wouldn't have made top 10 for me.
Looking at number 11 through 14, I could have seen any one of those switching places with Josh. Sonata
mm-hmm.
makes more sense to me. Claudio
yeah,
makes a lot of sense. Joe makes a lot of sense. Carmelo Hayes makes a lot of sense. I feel like Carmelo Hayes has made himself a staple of historic NXT world champions.
Yeah, I agree. I think I probably would have swapped out Josh and Carmelo, now that you say it, or even Claudio. But
or even Claudio.
Yeah.
But hey, man, you know, it's kayfabe. Speaking of number 8, I think we had a debate about this. Number 8, Orange Cassidy.
Yeah, I wouldn't have put him in the top 10 either. Not to say his year was bad, because it really wasn't. But as far as, you know, some of the guys that are behind him, he wouldn't have even touched my top 10 for the year.
I think Orange Cassidy's done great work, though. Like, again, these are kayfabe, and these are about hype more than mm-hmm. anything, I think. I just think consistency.
Yeah.
Is the word for Orange Cassidy.
He has been consistent
this year. He hasn't done anything super tremendous, but I think the consistency
that could be the factor of having him in there. You know, so I'll give you the Cassidy one.
He had the strap. The AEW Inter, what are they calling it now?
All Atlantic.
The All Atlantic. Or yeah. Is it All Atlantic or is it International? Because it was All Atlantic.
I think it's still the Atlantic.
Okay, well, he was the inaugural champ. I think he's been a great champ through that whole run. And I think the consistency of being that first inaugural champ through the whole run is what got him to number eight.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it helped elevate number three. But we'll get down the line there. But I'm not mad at Orange Cassidy. He certainly deserves to be over Josh.
Yeah.
Even though I'd have swatched Josh out. Bigger things. Okada.
Honestly, what else can you say about the dude? I mean, he's been number one before. He's been in the top three numerous times. I still think he had a great year. Did it was kind of a fall off year for him a little bit, yeah. But you got to remember, man, he's also getting older, and then there's other people that are also coming up that are getting better. So I feel like number seven is like the perfect middleman for him. You still have him in the top 10, but he's not quite in the top three anymore. So I feel like seven was a good like leeway spot for him.
I feel like he's been a big development guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's certainly turned into a transitional character over the past year. You think about Will Ospreay at 17. You think about Sonata at 11. You think about Sonata becoming, I think, for the first time, the IWGP Heavyweight Champion.
Mm-hmm.
You think about Naito, who just won the G1. Okada's been voluntarily, I would hope, taking a backseat to kind of
elevate them guys,
some of these other guys, to his level. I think seven's a good place. He's in mm-hmm. kind of like a John Cena U.S. Open Challenge role right now.
Pretty much.
Which is still important, just not, you know.
Main event guy.
Top of the list, main event guy. Main event guys, speaking of, MJF, Maxwell Jacob Friedman.
How is he six?
Interesting but, question.
Yeah, like how is he not top five? I would have definitely had him top five.
Very weird.
He's been knocking it out the park, man. I got nothing to complain about when it comes to MJF. Just great in-ring work, great on the mic, great like just chemistry with every feud he's been involved in. And then even now his thing with Joe and Adam, and it's just been a great year for him. Max has been on a ball, and I don't have any complaints.
Yeah, I think my only gripe is El Hijo del Vikingo being ahead of him, honestly.
Yes.
I think six is a great spot. I think five is a little more deserving, especially with whatever logic they would have went with for Vikingo.
Six is great, but five sounds better for MJ.
Five sounds better. I could see why you can't put him with the other four, but I see no reason Vikingo should be over MJF, who's currently AEW World Champion and consistent. We talk about consistency with Orange Cassidy. The consistency for MJF to stay relevant as World Champion has been tremendous.
Yeah, nobody's been more consistent than MJF.
Nobody's been more consistent than MJF. That is something we can both agree on. His consistency is probably outmatched, or only matched by maybe one other person in this top 10.
Mm-hmm.
MJF has done incredible work, and no matter who you've thrown at him, what angle they've gone with, MJF has somehow made it, if anything, the only segment to really watch the show for.
Pretty much.
Even if you don't really care what's going on in AEW story-wise,
mm-hmm.
always make sure you get your MJF segment of the week to know where they're headed, what they're doing, where they're going, what he might have said this week.
Exactly.
Even with the Adam Cole stuff, is as crazy as that's turning out to be character-wise for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I like that he's on here. He should be top 10. It's just weird that he's not in top 5, top five, starting with number five, is El Hijo del Vikingo. Do you think, would you put him in the top 10?
And yes.
If you would, where would you put him?
Yes, probably around the 9. The dude, all right, look, so the dude is uber freaking talented, right? Like, he's probably right now probably the best high flyer anywhere, arguably. Just does insane acrobatics, like phenomenal in the ring.
Incredible.
And for him only being 5'6" is incredible. But again, like you said, there's people behind him that have had a better year, MJF, name and point. So I don't see how he made top five over MJF.
Yeah, it's kind of a head scratcher. What's interesting to me is I would think that the only logic could be that his hype was just, the push was so heavy at the time.
Yeah.
They've been going really, really hard on Vikingo for, man, I'm trying to think how many months it's been.
Like a solid 4.
And a solid like 4 or 5 months, man. And I get where it comes from. I mean, extremely uber talented. He's 26.
Yeah, like they kind of just strapped the rocket ship to his back and let him go.
And they just kind of gave him the world kind of fast. And I mean,
when you got it, you got it. So, I mean, he does have it. He's definitely an uber talented dude. It's just, I don't see how top five was in the cards for him. But hey, you know, some people might disagree, and that's what this is for. But just me personally, he wouldn't have made my top five.
It just seems really over. But I mean, if he's that over to them, he's that over. The only thing I could point at stat-wise would have to be the Mexican promotions.
Yeah.
Because he's been AAA Mega Champ, Trios Champs twice.
Yeah, he's been locking it down in AAA.
And he's been climbing the PWI. So I think even though he hasn't had any real notable titles outside of AAA, I think just the push and the hype has got to be the only reason why. But I still would not put him. I would have switched him. Not even switched, but I'd have replaced Josh Alexander with Vikingo and maybe pushed MJF up and found
a different spot for Josh.
Found a different spot for Josh.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not totally mad at it. It's just, you know.
It is what it is.
Five? It's kind of crazy. Number four, however, very predictable. Gunther from Imperium, the longest reigning, as we are recording this, Intercontinental Champion in history.
Love it.
All of history, over the Honky Tonk Man, over Pedro Morales, over Macho Man.
He is a modern-day
living legend as we speak. And not even the only one on the list.
No, I have nothing to say about this spot for him. I feel like it's probably as perfect of a place you can put him. Longest reigning Intercontinental Champion, like you said, of all time. Just putting on banger after banger, stacking them up and knocking them down. Just beautiful ring work. All hail the ring general, Gunther.
There's nothing more you can say, man. He's been unstoppable. The definition of it.
Man of few words who only came to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and he is all out of bubblegum. All out of
bubblegum. All right. Moxley, man.
Consistency.
Consistency. Like is the word,
dude. The fucking pillar of AEW at its finest. When man took a chance on himself, every time somebody has hit a stinker in the ballpark, Mox has stepped up and hit a grand slam for him. I'm proud of this dude and everything he's like. I'm genuinely proud of Mox and everything he's accomplished outside of WWE, because that man deserves it. Like, if anybody deserves that type of success, it's him. So kudos to him. And congratulations on hitting top three, because that man is a cannon.
Extremely. I mean, you said it all, man. The consistency, the stepping up when nobody else is willing to do what they should be doing. Mox is the heart and soul of AEW.
Literally putting his body on the line for a company.
Facts. I mean, he's their Stone Cold. He's a modern day Stone Cold. I mean, we give a lot of credit to Kevin Owens.
Yeah, no, Mox is
and types like those, but Moxley is a modern day Stone Cold. He is put the company on my back, give me the ball, you know, I'll run with it, get out of my way.
Yes.
And absolutely. He's part of a three-man group that have seemingly taken over this list. And at number two, another modern-day walking legend in the tribal chief. The tribal chief, Roman Reigns, the WWE undisputed Universal Champion. Got to get that belt name right.
Number two?
Number two.
Man.
How crazy is that?
I will give it to him, man. He's, again, like you said, like we've been saying, if we consistency was a theme, and for a guy who's only been working half the year, he's done great for that half of a year. He's every segment he's done, you know, with the Bloodline stuff, the Sami Zayn stuff, you know, the Usos. He's been great. I got no complaints with it. Number two is a really good spot for him, because even when it was starting to get a little stale, you know, it does get stale at times. He steps away and then something else comes up and makes it a little bit like a refresher. Mm-hmm. But I feel like he didn't get number one because, like I said, it did get stale at moments. But you know, they rejuvenate it, they flip it, they make it work. I feel like number two is a great spot for him.
Yeah, you can't be number one every year, I guess.
No, you can't be number one every year.
Even if you're number one in our hearts. No, I'm kidding. Roman's, I mean, again, consistency whenever he's there. I mean, you got to take a lot of breaks now because, you know, you got to do your best to not lose that lightning in a bottle. And we're pushing for clearly bigger and better things, as we witnessed last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, fair. Number two is fair because the hype of the number one, with help of number 10, Cody Rhodes, who I give a lot of this credit to. Roman's done as much as he possibly can to just uphold that massive weight of being like one of the modern day icons of wrestling today.
Yeah.
And speaking of icons, visionaries, revolutionaries, number one, Seth freaking Rollins.
You know what, man? Hell of a year, like you said. Much credit to number 10 for getting him to number one, because that definitely played a contributing factor. Seth has been on fire, and it's not just a theme for him. He's literally been on fire, putting WWE on his back, putting Monday Night Raw on his back, to the point where it is literally damaging his back, and he is still performing every week. It's just a testament to what the greatness that he's accomplished this year. And this, he's hit a whole new version of himself that is even more entertaining than before. So I feel like given all that, it definitely is a contributing factor. And if a lot of people don't agree, oh well, but sorry, Roman. Seth definitely deserved to be number one this year.
Yeah, I mean, just when you think about the things he's done, if this list is really summer to summer, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think about where Seth was at WrestleMania.
Yep.
to becoming the inaugural world heavyweight champion. And just the crowd power behind Seth. And still being one of the only people to beat Roman Reigns clean, who Roman Reigns himself has never defeated. You know, going from being the year before Cody's greatest rival, Seth has been on such a path ever since that trilogy to just becoming one of the most over wrestlers ever.
Yes.
So, I mean, by all means, he deserves to be number one. He's done it all. And continues to be the story of the three of these guys, everyone in the Shield, really is just the consistency to be the very best at all cost.
Exactly. You know? And they all literally, they all took a chance on doing what they're doing right now. Like, Roman didn't know if the tribal chief thing was going to succeed. Seth didn't know if this version of him was going to succeed. Mox definitely didn't know going to AEW was going to pay off for him. He just wanted a fresh start. And look at him now, top three PWI. Had arguably the best year of his career. Like, no, there's no telling, man.
Yeah, the three of these guys, they're risk takers. But they bet on themselves every time. And they just never seem to lose. And it seems like at this point in time, 2022 and 2023, they have just, all their doubling down and betting on themselves has all put them on the same trajectory. And they're just becoming legends before our eyes, man. Because the way Seth has continued to evolve Seth Rollins' character to become this thing where all he has to be is himself, even though it's still so grandiose and over the top, it truly is the definition of taking who you are and turning it up to 11. Same with Roman, same with Mox. Mox has been trying to do this same character for years, and it's never quite felt perfected until these last couple years.
And like you said, I think that's because he's being more of himself instead of the character. Like, obviously he's doing character work for sure, but it's more of himself than it is the character. Same thing with Seth. Like, Seth is a big ass goofball. Mox is, you know, just the guy who looks like he has resting bitch face, but he's actually a cool dude. And in Roman, the same thing. Roman is obviously, Roman's not literally the tribal chief, but he, in his family, in his hierarchy of his family, he's one of the most beloved people of his family. So it's like they're kind of being more of themselves in a way. And that's, I think that's attributing to their success this past year as well.
Yeah, absolutely, man. With that being said, time has been met. The list has been talked about. And we've gave our disagreements. Dude, give me one guy before we get out of here. That you just, you see on the list that you just want to shout out, because we also do that every year.
Yes. There is somebody I wanted to shout out, but I'm going to flip it a little bit and go with somebody different. And I think this guy's been literally having, again, the best year of his career so far, and he's only going to get better, especially considering that he's still kind of young. I'm going to shout out Ricky Starks, man. I'm a huge believer in that kid. I think he's going to do great things, and it's only a matter of time before he's a world champion.
I think you're right. I think he's super talented. And it's only a matter of time, man. It really is only a matter of time. I expect to see him very high next year.
Especially after that strap match he just had with Danielson. Thing of beauty.
Before I give my shout out, having Dominic Mysterio in 94 is a travesty. Let me just say that. As we're talking about these top 10s, I go to look. If this is about hype, kayfabe, where is Dom? Dom in 94 is ridiculous. That
means arguably the best. 50. Arguably the best heel.
Arguably the best heel in the business. Y'all got him at 94. Get out of here. Anyway, as we wrap this up, my shout out is going to be number 488. Go download the list. 488, Love Doug.
Love Doug.
That's my shout out, man, on MLW.
Dougie.
Love Doug, my freaking guy, man.
Dougie.
Love you, Love Doug. That's my shout out. Man, that's everything. That's time.
That's everything, guys. Thank you for tuning into the Dark Match. And as always, stay dangerous.
People have been asking me to be the best in the world. Why, Eddie, why?